Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to a new day. I decided this last Friday that I was going to change my day to Monday, since Monday is a pretty uneventful day. Friday being the end of the week and the last day of the week for my wife, and we usually go out on Friday, and doing so on Friday kind of puts iffy to that. So I thought I'd talk over with her, and we decided that on Monday night would be a good time on doing. Welcome to the show. I listen to a radio show here in Albuquerque, and it's on KIVA Radio. And the show is called Liberty Ladies Unite. These ladies I got to know because they go to my church. But they do a show that is well worth listening to. If you can't because you don't live here in Albuquerque, well, sometimes one of the things they do is start off their show with a rant. And this one on the 12th, and they talk about the New World Order. And this is Rebecca's rant on this New World Order. And this is something we really need to listen to here, folks. In a quote by Benjamin Franklin after the signing of the U.S. Constitution, he stated, quote, "I agree to this Constitution, and I believe further that this is likely to be well administered for a course of years. Can only end despotism as other forms have done before it, when the people shall become so corrupted, government being incapable of any other." Quote. One of the most remarkable observations in the study of history in this is the caution and warnings that are always given by the founders of great civilizations. It seems that those who lay foundations for great civilizations are quite aware of seeds of pride, selfishness, and contention in human nature, which over time usually begin to manifest themselves in society, even good society. Founders, realizing the tendency of human nature to denigrate, have always closed their public ministries with solemn warnings of the dire consequences of departing from lofty ideals established. And America is the same on all of that. Moses gave the children of Israel the most sublime principles of government and human behavior, which would have led them to the most prosperous society ever. But he seemed to know that after his departure, it would be difficult to hold. No doubt he knew from personal experiences, but Israelites soon depart. He said, quote, "For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am still alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death," unquote. And that's from Deuteronomy 31:27. He even predicted that they would eventually fall from being the most prosperous and blessed nation on earth into a state of slavery, devoured by other nations, and losing the great blessing of freedom. The Savior's Sermon on the Mount contained principles of human behavior, which, if followed, created the highest level of prosperity and freedom ever seen on the face of the earth. But before his ministry was concluded, he gave direct warnings concerning the fate of those who would reject his teachings. As a result, few groups have seen more persecution in the history of the world than those who turned from his true gospel. When the American founders set up the first free people in modern times, they knew it was a risky business. Even under the inspiration of the Almighty, would be subject to foibles and human weaknesses of those who worked under its canopy. Nevertheless, these men who masterminded the United States of America had the highest aspirations for the great nation they were founding. It was only in their quiet, more somber moments that their apprehensions concerning the future of America came out in concrete phrases and words. In 1991, I first heard the term New World Order mentioned by George H.W. Bush in reference to the Persian Gulf. Something about that state did not sell that well with me. I'm starting to see that my concerns are well-founded because it seems that the reality of a New World Order is being pushed by leaders everywhere on the planet. It is materializing in the form of the Green New Deal, 21, Agenda 2030, communitarianism, and the proposed teardown of urban highways. We hear statements like, for the common good, or you are being selfish, for the children, you're going to kill grandma, and nobody is special. We hear terms such as progressive, green, sustainable, equity, white privilege, and balancing the rights of the individual with the rights of the community. This makes me think that the slogan made popular by Karl Marx, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs, in 1875 critique of the GAFA program. The principle refers to free access to and distribution of goods, capital, and services. The ultimate goal of all of this is to have all close packed into cities and using mass transit so that we can be closely watched, surveilled, and controlled. The deep state wants us all to be a flock of mediocre, obedient sheeple, in which we depend on all-powerful world government for all of our needs. Many people have already confined themselves to their homes, watching indoctrination propaganda on TVs, getting all their needs delivered to them by mega corporations, and living in isolation. The new normal has been accepted by so many people. They have totally bought into wear your mask, the shot, social distance, white people, privilege, race, cops, black people, and we're destroying the environment. I hear all the time, it won't happen here. Newsflash, already happening. The concepts of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are quickly slipping away from our grasp. Individual sovereignty is being surrendered by so many. Human beings are being controlled by cats. They are incrementally being led to believe that they are their own idea. In fact, the master is in total control. Folks, that is so very true, and I'm glad that you are here with us today. Welcome to the show on this, the 28th day of June, in the year of our Lord 2021.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should punch him in the face. And then got out of the race. He was been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. One of the things that I've seen going on the past year is stupidity by the left. And I have an audio here from a 15-year-old who exposed CRT to the school board of the school he's going to. You got to give a list of this one.
Inside these schools. Despite the board's attempt to deny it, District 196 schools are quickly becoming a place where promoting activism is actually more important than promoting education. I'll take you back to my first day at RHS this fall. The principal came out and gave us a heartfelt speech about equality and standing together. He began to list countless races, such as Latino, Asian, expressing how much they matter and how important they are. But never once did he mention a race or identity that reflects me, or half the kids that were in the class. Now, members of the board, I know you haven't been to school in a while, and I know most of the people, I know none of you, or most of you, don't have any kids left in the school district. But you must admit how uncomfortable it will be to be characterized just by your skin color on the first day of school, and be thought that you were wrong just because of your skin color. So I'll never forget the look one of my friends gave me from across the room as we were sitting there listening to this blatant bias being expressed in the so-called equity statement by the leader of our school. To be clear, I don't need you to tell me that I matter, but hearing the condolences given to other races and leaving just one race out, it's inevitably you'll start to feel like you've done something wrong. And in our principal's attempt to unify us, he instead created unwarranted boundaries and barriers between his students, pitting us against each other based on characteristics that we can't control. In another separate instance, I was told that writing "All Lives Matter" on the whiteboard was political and could be seen as offensive. When I questioned the teacher after class, she told me that she didn't have an answer and she just had to erase it, and it was quickly erased. There are political signs all over RHS about specific races that matter, specific sexual orientations that matter, and specific perspectives that matter. But when I questioned the RHS administration about how these signs were political, they told me that they were supporting human rights. So when I questioned why the equity statement couldn't represent all students, they told me that to even ask that question was outlandish and offensive. And when I asked why that was, they told me, quote, "whites have a pretty good situation right now," unquote. So is that not racism? Disregarding my question merely because of the color of my skin. To be honest, after enduring a year of the people in charge telling me that I'm a racist and I'm privileged and pointing out our irreversible differences, I've never noticed race more. And it's becoming the first thing I notice when I meet someone, which has never before been the case. RHS administration constantly told me that RHS students and staff are happy with their equity statement, but from my experience in talking with other students, this is not the case. I know many kids who disagree with their teachers, but they're too scared to stand up because they're worried that their grades will be docked and their learning experience will be affected. My honors government teacher, I'm not going to say his name, but he's mentioned that Democrats care more about all people while Republicans only care about themselves. And he's also inferred to us that socialism is better than democracy. He even had a statue of a socialist leader in his classroom. I've been told by a lot of kids that they just stay silent and adjust their schoolwork to reflect an acceptable opinion to secure a good grade. I've been approached by multiple teachers who have told me in private that they just want to say that they agree with me and they support me standing up, but they can't say it in front of the class for fear of being disciplined by the administration in some way or losing their jobs. There is clearly only one way to think in this district, and that is that they are teaching their kids to shut up if they don't agree. Now, members of the board, I want you to take a good look at yourselves in the mirror tonight and ask, are you really standing up for the equality of all people, or are you just pushing a damaging political ideology on our students? A fellow coworker at my job, who, by the way, is of color, discreetly told me that the school seemed to be pushing a very leftist agenda in class. This proves that not everyone is happy with your school, and not everyone who isn't happy is white. Now, due to all these instances I've mentioned and many more that I can't fit in this five-minute speech, I have decided to leave this district and continue school on a private Christian school online. And there will be sacrifices, and I will not get to walk in the graduation ceremony or attend milestones at RHF, but I will be able to learn in an environment that is not intent on punishing me daily for my skin color and political views. Now, regardless how you take my speech, whether you just shrug it off as malarkey or Fox News talking points, I encourage you to think about it, because someday I'm going to be a leader. I may be the president, a governor, or just a professional golfer, but I will never stop believing that everybody has value, no matter their skin color or personal beliefs, and it's a shame that you're not going to be able to say that I was an alumni of RHS in District 196. Thank you.
Next, he has some smarts to him. Not something that you can say that too many of our politicians today have. But this kid knows what he wants. He knows what he thinks, what he wants to do. He knows that someday in the future, he may be a leader. He may be the president. And thoughts like he's having right now, it is awesome, folks, to have more people like that wanting to run for president or run for political office to help shut down the liberal mentality in the country. Oh, that is what we need, folks. That is what we need. We'll be right back.
You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world.
COVID was and is a virus that only seriously affects a very few of us. Fauci and the liberal left has lied to us to lock us down. When Tyrant Grisham opens the state on the 1st, be safe and enjoy your life and bring New Mexico back, as she has made the state the worst in the nation in a lot of ways. And New Mexico is too great a state to be left in that mess. The tyrant at the roundhouse wants us to be her subjects. I won't allow that, and neither should you. For a safe and free New Mexico, call 505-476-2200 and let her know that we are mad as hell and we are not going to take it anymore. Open up and stay open. Save our state from the tyranny of MLG. Continue to listen to NWCR Radio for more on New Mexico and the liberal mentality here and in America that is destroying our great republic. It has to end now. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Okay. Number Oh boy. 646-475-284 if you want to join in. I had a article a short while ago. It was on my phone, and it had something that had to do with CRT and the things that are being pushed on us as Americans, things that we need to stop to. Of course, now that I'm here doing the show, I cannot find it. I can't find what's going on for that. I tried to find it. I've heard it on the Mark Levin show, and but there was another thing, and I can't find one thing. But what I had looked up was there is now a the Biden administration, a racism task force that came out with a report that called the National Archives' own rotunda an example. And you got to hear this one, because this, you just can't make up this stupidity. It's the national example of structural racism. Yes, folks, you heard it right, structural racism. The report, which was critical of the Founding Fathers, claimed that the rotunda, which houses the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, is an example of structural racism because it lauds wealthy white men in the nation founding while marginalizing BIPOC, which black, indigenous, and other people of color, women, and other minorities, unquote. The task force suggested ways to reimagine the rotunda, including staging performance art in the space that invites dialogue about the way that the United States has mythologized the founding era. Quote, the report also called for trigger warnings to be put in place with historical content to forewarn audiences of content that they may cause intense psychological and physiological symptoms. Oh, brother, heaven help us all. That was another quote. Republicans were sharply critical to the report in comments to Fox News. House Oversight Committee ranking member James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, slammed the National Archives report as looking to erase our nation's history, unquote. Now, isn't that the truth? It's the same thing as CRT and the stupid 1619 project that starts out with a lie in the first place and continues all the way down the road with it. Quote went on from James Comer when he said, quote, America should be celebrated, not reviled, especially by our own federal government. This report is a prime example of government waste. Taxpayer dollars should not be used to fund a woke agenda seeking to revive America's history. Unquote. If Jody Heitz, Republican of Georgia, a member of the House Oversight Committee, excoriated NARA in a Monday email to Fox News saying that the, quote, National Archives is charged with preserving history, not rewriting it. This task force report is another outrageous example of how the left's toxic, woke cancel culture has taken America's federal government. Founding gave us a set of principles and traits that have enabled justice for all, unquote. And that's so true until Obama came along. Obama destroyed all of that. Ever since Obama was in office, we had racism, wokeism, CRT coming up. We have had statues being toppled, and that was mostly done because the person they wanted in office wasn't in office. The Georgia Republican added that the progress America has made so far would have been possible without the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, and he said the country cannot allow the woke to sanitize, downplay, rewrite, erase America's history. Amen to that. Heiss's Oversight Committee colleague, Representative Byron Donald, Republican of Florida, was similarly critical of the report. He said, quote, every time the left inappropriately uses the word, they are cheapening and lessening the real significance of the actual definition. One thing is abundantly clear. Everything America represents is racist and evil to Democrats. They will continue to tarnish the nation until they successfully change it. My goal is to make them unsuccessful, unquote. Texas Republican Representatives Pete Sessions and Helen also blasted the report. Sessions said, history provides perspective and lessons learned, some hard lessons. Rewriting or erasing history is a dangerous game that sets a perilous precedent. You saw that in Nazi Germany, folks. We ought to look to our past as a guiding compass to improve our future, unquote. And this is so true, folks. That old saying, get your past, you are doomed to repeat it, that is so true, and everybody who doesn't believe it will find out in the future that they're going through stuff that we've already helped and got past. Everything we're going through today with the woke culture and CRT, all of this stuff the left is trying to push now, is stuff that was fixed and done away with when Reagan was president. And it was fixed and done away with until after Bush. Until Obama got into office. Remember, he said, I want the presidency to show that I have pulled together America. No, he didn't. He fundamentally changed it and made us worse than we were before. The other person I was talking about, Fallon, he said the woke left wants to fundamentally dismantle the fabric of the United States. Know that if they can reimagine the liberal structure in encapsulating our founding documents, they're just steps away from deconstructing the founding documents inside. National Archives said in a Monday statement to Fox News that the documents enshrined in the Rotunda are the cornerstone of American democracy, but added that the documents guaranteed liberties for some but not all of the people when they were created after the Revolutionary War. The Rotunda commemorates the contributions of the founding fathers who put their lives at risk to create our democracy, the statement read. As it is currently contributions and sacrifices of enslaved persons. Yes, it does. It gives the freedom to all. When will the left ever realize this? They don't even understand. They think that just because there's one little bitty group that says, oh, we're being put upon by the United States Constitution, that it's no good for us. They're the ones who are making it no good for them. They're the ones who are alienating themselves. Not the Constitution. Declaration of Independence. Not even the line in the Constitution says we the people. If you stop and think about it, we the people means all of us. Every single one of us. And the idea, we have this woke crowd now that's doing everything they possibly can to destroy this country from founding documents to the flag. They now want to change that too because it doesn't represent us all. The flag is a banner. banner of freedom that is recognized as a banner of freedom for all who are citizens of the country. And it's actually even gone so far as to become to make them free for all, no matter where they live. Tennessee has done more for the freedoms and for the well-being of everybody than any country in this world, than any country has ever done. And yet we're being lambasted by the woke crowd who seems to be awake, but their eyes are totally closed, so they can't see what the hell they're doing, or what anybody else is, for that matter. Then we have a university professor. See, you just can't make up this stuff, folks. The stupidity of the left reigns free. This article that I found in Flag and Cross, university professor claims proper grammar is racist and white supremacist. Really? Are we insane? Are we, hello, great boy, glad to see you there. Are we really as dumb as that to let everybody know that, hey, we have things like white supremacy that is being caused by stuff that has absolutely no, I'm trying to print this article so I can close the thing on it. It has absolutely nothing to do with racism or white supremacy. He says that proper grammar is racist and white supremacy. And this is a university professor, folks. He has proclaimed that the proper grammar is racist. It's a racist idea imposed by white supremacists. How insane is that? How crazy is that? It seems like we're going farther and farther down the tube of insanity all the time. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 1 year ago, anybody, especially somebody from a university, say something as stupid as this, but it says, a university professor has claimed that the proper grammar is a racist idea imposed by white supremacists. Once again, we see this saying blacks are too stupid to learn something that others find little trouble picking up. During the June 17th virtual anti-racist pedagogy GOG White Symposium sponsored by Mary Towson University, April Baker, an associate press professor of language, literature, and English education at Michigan State University, claimed that standard English among teachers is used to maintain racist assumption about black language. Really? The anti-intellectual professor claims that anti-blackness is used to diminish black language of black students in classrooms is not separate from the rampant and deliberate anti-black racism, violence inflicted upon black people's society. I'm just lost for words here, folks. This whole idea that now good grammar is racist. I would have never imagined in my whole life that being taught something and learning how to speak correctly would make it racist, but I guess it does, huh? I guess that just means that because I know how to articulate my words. I know big words like articulate. Makes me a racist because I'm saying things that blacks don't understand. Really? I know many blacks would take offense to that, including Vincent Brown, who does his show Black by Color Only on Saturday. Look to hear what he'd have to say about that one. That's the insanity of that is just immense. The sad part about all of this is that this professor was not alone during the symposium. Indiana University of Pennsylvania English professor Christina Sanchez Martin said that she works towards undoing whiteness in her students' writing. One thing that I have asked on this is why do blacks put up with these lies? I know at least five right now, just in my inner circle, that would offend them. I get a greeting in the chat room, bringing it up, boy, he says, how's this proper greeting? Is this racist? Oh, Robert? Apparently, according to these professors who are supposedly teaching higher education, would seem to think so. And the scary part about this is that our children are being taught by these morons. I think my daughter, when she was old, was smarter than this woman. Either one of them that I talked about, tell you the truth. I don't know. That, well, shucks. One of the things that I was trying to stay away from when it came to talking points was that collapse of that condominium building in Florida. There's still about 150 people missing. They've got about 11 people that have been found dead so far. And all of this could have been prevented if the engineer that had warned of structural damage had been listened to. I found an article in the Jerusalem Post from their world news section. The article's headline was engineer had warned of structural damage before Florida building collapsed. And when this thing was written, that four people had been confirmed killed. Now it's 11. With search and rescue crews, teams working around the clock. Some popping. Awesome. Well, I'm not exactly sure how to get rid of that. I'm doing what I can here. Let's see here. Did that help any? Hopefully that would help a little bit. Anyway, I turned down the volume a little bit. But it says here that a consultant had found over 3 years ago evidence of major structural damage to the concrete slab below the pool deck and abundant cracking and crumbling in the underground parking garage. And the New York Times reported this on Saturday. Why wasn't this looked into, folks? I think the people who ignored this should be sued for the deaths of everyone who died in this, who's still missing. I hope the popping sounds are gone now because I turned down the volume. But I had a bunch of things I wanted to talk about today, and I'm in the process now trying to figure out just where the heck I found that one thing that I saw. But what we have to start realizing here, folks, is that not everything happens immediately. This condominium, from the what I've seen, starting to fall a long damn time ago. And we've got a phone call from 909 area code. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Just to see that.
So how are you?
Oh, it's very hot and sticky here. It's 91 degrees here in Southern California. And we're baking.
We actually had a really a nice respite from the hot weather. We've been in like about 103, 104 the last couple of weeks, and today was like 79. And it was like air conditioning from the outside.
Yeah, I bet. It's hot where you guys are at. We're not used to this. We're used to weather about 70 degrees or so, you know, maybe a little higher, but about 70. So we're spoiled.
That's kind of like my mom. She lives in Longview, Washington, and yesterday they had their average high this time of year is about 75. And yesterday was 111, and today was 109. And tomorrow it's going to get back down to 82.
Oh, wow.
They don't got air conditioners up there. I mean, it never gets hot enough.
Yeah.
I'll get a hold of my mom and find out if she's okay.
Really? And definitely. But well, I hope she's okay when you call her tomorrow. But I wanted to comment about the Florida building and the collapse.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if they're showing on the news all the clips, but the one clip that I did see, I guess it was the second day, the day after, and it was taken from a security camera attached to another building just off, you know, a little ways, but you could still see clearly the building come down. And when I saw that, what went through my head is the Twin Towers, because it fell into itself. It layered and fell neatly into itself, but ripping part of the other building, you know, ripping in half one of the buildings, I guess you could say. So the explosives, whatever was used to take that building down, weren't spread throughout the entire, you know, I guess it was a threeplex or something of some sort, but only half of it was. So it ripped it apart. The part that was attached to that other half and the other whole half all came down within itself. So to say there was structural damage, I'm not saying you, but for the news to be reported as structural damage in the cement down below the building, if that were true and the building would have come down naturally because of that structural damage, then the building would have collapsed to the side, pulling the building to the side, and having it topple over to the side of where the structural damage is, and rather than to fold in within itself layer by layer by layer, like a pancake, you know. So there's questions about that. And then, of course, rumors, which I like to entertain rumors and questions. You know, you just never know. I don't, you know, concrete myself into anything particular until all the facts are in. But the rumors are that, what's his name from the...
Oh, God.
He just recently died from the Advantage virus. Gosh, what is his name?
McAfee.
Yes, McAfee.
Son.
He had an apartment in that building. And there was some type of trigger, I don't know, that had information that his son was supposed to release in the event that his father dies. you know, not of natural causes. So I don't know. But I just thought that was very interesting, that videotape that you see of the building. You see it fall within
flashing.
Itself.
Well,
yeah,
I,
and you see flashes. Go ahead.
You actually shamed me there because I have yet to see that because I haven't been able to find it. I've looked everywhere, and all I've been able to find is these pictures that show it all the way down. But I never even thought about the Twin Towers when this thing went down. I just never even thought about it.
Yeah,
so
well, you wouldn't because we were just going by news reports what reported after, you know. So, yeah, let me see if I can find that for you. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
On top of that, a lot of my news that I get here in Albuquerque is from Albuquerque Journal, which is a liberal bag anyway, and they won't see anything that might bring the past, like the Twin Towers, something like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I read other things. They've got a newspaper here in Albuquerque. It's called the Pinion Post, and that one's a conservative. And they've really been going after the governor lately. But
wow.
Of course, that's all New Mexico, so they won't be saying anything about that condominium that came down or anything.
Yeah. I'm looking for it so I can post it into the chat so you can watch it later. But, yes, it's very interesting to see that. I thought, okay, we're still talking about this building. We don't know much about it. But I listened anyway, watched, and then I saw it in the background, and I was thinking, holy moly, what's going on here? And then this critical race theory that you were talking about when you first opened, that's crazy. Because the critical race theorists believe that before you even born, it was already in you. So it doesn't matter if you say you're not racist or if you don't do racist things, it's already in you. So we have to understand this and come to terms with this, which I thought was hilarious.
It is. It's hilarious. And usually I try to start my show with a rant I kind of come up with, but the one that I started out today came from a show that is here in Albuquerque on AIBA radio, and they call themselves the Liberty Ladies Unite, and this was Rebecca's ranch, and it was about the New World Order, and she just was right on the money with what she had said, and it was, and she talked about the Founding Fathers and how they, and how they had made a government that actually, if it wasn't for human nature, would probably be still pretty good. How Founding Fathers actually warned us of what is coming if we didn't watch out. And sure enough, we're living that right now.
Yeah. Yep. Very, very unfortunate.
And one of the articles that was in the Pinion Post today was an article about how Governor Lujan Grisham has killed 40% of New Mexico's small businesses with her lockdowns. 40%.
Wow. That's crazy.
She thinks she's going to get elected.
That's almost
half. And she thinks she's going to get elected. Just blows it away. And the problem is that there's so many stupid liberals in this state that she may. That's the scary part. But she called all of us here in New Mexico, everybody who disagrees with her, she called all of us lizard people. Well, I've come up with a design for a T-shirt. It has New Mexico lizard people on it. I'm going to make these things. I'm going to start handing them out. Now I'm going to wear them myself. It's going to be awesome.
There you go.
I've already gotten about three or four people to say they want one. So it's going to be fun. And hopefully they'll be all over this city before I finish and the governor will have to see something.
Oh, that would be great. Can you imagine if that caught on and a bunch of people all over town? Oh, my gosh, that would be great. She'd probably have to do a news conference. I want those things confiscated. Okay, I found it. Yes. Okay. All righty. So, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but real quick before I do this. At 1542. Okay, it's the Tucker Carlson segment, and it's not going to let me timestamp it. So if you could just write down, 1542, and then you could drag it, the player, to that. And when you do, then that's the segment with the showing the building.
So, okay, that's why I haven't seen it, because I don't get his stuff until after it's a couple of days old, because I don't have a table or anything else here, so I just use my computer, and my TV is just using the antenna and our internet to work.
if you type in bitchute.com, Tucker Carlson, there'll be a channel that comes up that has all the episodes on it, so you don't have to wait. You have to wait till late evening. So today's episode that airs at, I don't know, 5 o'clock or whatever, it'll be available like at 11 o'clock tonight. But anyway, so the link is in the chat room. And
Got it.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's pretty. You'll watch that. If you watch that whole segment, you'll see it.
And
you'll want to hear your views on it next week.
Everything I've gotten from that has been like from the Epic Times, Western Journal, and all. And they've only got of it after it fell. So I can see what fell, but just didn't see how.
Right.
So I'm going to have to watch that. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely. They have the pictures, too, the ones that we've all seen, like you said. But then they have in the background playing while he's talking. You see it, the building in the center going down and ripping apart. But, it's very interesting. Anyway, I'm going to let you get back to your show and stop distracting you. And so have a good evening and a wonderful week. Keep listening.
You're not distracting me at all. Thank you.
Well, good.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome to call anytime.
Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, we are back. We're probably close to, we're getting close to the end of the first hour here. I've got that link that was in the chat room, and BitChute is a thing where I have my video, so I can go there and just put that in there and be able to watch that. That'll be great. Now I was talking about opinion posts, how they're talking about how they go after our governor. And the latest article in there is, embattled Governor Lou Grisham sends a paranoid email bashing Trump loyalist. So he's still going at it. Anybody who supported Trump in this state is an enemy of that woman. I swear she is. She's about as dumb as a box of rocks at times, but, well, most of the time anyway. But I had to play something that Candace Owens talked about Biden's America, and this.
Candace Owens has been watching all of this. She understands that symbols do matter. She's the host of Candace. She joins us tonight with a reaction to all of this. Chicago, Candace, thanks so much for coming on, is really kind of a case study in what happens when you apply bad policy.
That's absolutely right. And Lori Lightfoot, I mean, she's a disaster. And I think first and foremost, people take a glance at her, and the first thing you think is, this is a woman who is an avowed racist. And you might look at that and say, well, that's obvious because she says she doesn't want to speak to any white reporters and only black reporters. But I think, actually, Lori Lightfoot is abundantly racist towards black Americans, right? So she pretends. Don't pay attention to what she's saying. Pay attention to what she's doing. She's pretending that she represents black people when she gets in front and says, I only want to speak to black journalists. But that's meant to be a distraction. Actually, look at her track record. Who is it that she's have her policies led to the mass homicide of? Black people. Black people are dying on the streets of Chicago. Black people are the people that are suffering when, you know, in the first quarter of this year, 34% homicide rate increase. It's black on black crime, and she has seen this through. The more important thing, though, when you showed a clip of her earlier and she started talking about, we need help, we need help. Do you recall, Tucker, a few months ago when I said to you that the entire defund the police movement, the entire purpose behind the Democrats do, they don't do anything without purpose. They are always taking a part and parcel of a Machiavellian scheme. I said to you, Tucker, that they are going to start requesting while the streets to get bad enough until they say, we now need federal help. And at that moment, you're going to see them start talking about a federal police. They are going to want to see federal policing happening on the grounds of these inner cities. I believe that has been the long game the Democrats have been playing. This is why they have been undermining the local police at every second, because they are looking to give more power to the federal government. This is what is happening in Biden's America, and I believe that this is just really what we're seeing is just a faster spread toward America shifting towards a federalized police system in this country.
That's really smart. I hate to believe, and I remember when you said that, I remember thinking, boy, I hope that's not true, because it's just so awful that you would create chaos. You allow hundreds, thousands of people to die just so you become more powerful. But I think you're absolutely right. So, in other words, none of this was accidental. I mean, they knew defunding the police would get a lot of people killed. How could you not know that?
Of course they knew that. And you look around, you have to study history. And that's why I've said, you see them, they're calling themselves socialists. They're hitting the ground. They're demanding socialism. Well, let's actually take a look at what socialism has been around the year. Socialism has led to the death of 100 million people all across the world. When you look at communist socialist regimes of the past, this is what you see. The federal government needs more and more power, and they need to make sure that they take it away from local. Yes, they are taking this away from local. So the Democrats put this plan into place, and now it's speeding up. So she's not helpless. She's saying, we need help from the federal government, we need help from the federal government, so that eventually people on the streets are going to say, please, anybody, help us. And you're going to start to see real crimes from the federal government when they put their boots on the ground and start saying, okay, now we have complete and utter control. It is not chaos. From chaos, dictatorship arises. That is the lesson of human history.
It's amazing. I'm completely sold. And Chris Ray, we're going to need to expand the FBI by, 3X so they can keep order in Chicago. Candace
also,
Owens,
Tucker, I need office time every day.
Every day? Tell me that 14 more times and I'll believe you with some exclamation point. Candace Owens, great to see you.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Conservative Nation Media is growing. And what...
Boy, do I know what I'm doing or what? I think I'm kind of lost here. through and standing in line. The clubs will never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 of me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back. Ohio GOP Senate candidate Josh Mandel told Breitbart News on Saturday that critical race theory is an infection that divides America and damages the hearts and minds of children as well as members of the U.S. military. It saddens me, he said, to watch all this wokeness of critical race theory being pushed in our schools and also in the military. And he has actually served as an intelligence specialist in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve. Mandel spoke to Breitbart News at Trump's first rally since leaving the White House. The event was held in Wellington, Ohio, just 4 miles outside of Cleveland. The Senate candidate added that when he was in boot drill, instructors had made clear that in the Marine Corps, all we care about is a guide to our right and the guide to our left and are good dreams. That's what I'm teaching my kids as well, he continued. I'm teaching them you treat everyone like they're a VIP with dignity and respect. And that is critical race theory, it's an infection. And he is right for this. If you want to be treated badly, don't treat other people badly. And that's, you know, of course, in this day and age with the woke culture, all you have to do is be nice to somebody and racist or something like that. So that one kind of goes out the window a little bit. But he says, he goes on to say that one of the people who put it best was Martin Luther King when he said, judge people based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And these crazy liberals in America today, they're trying to make everything about race and skin color. I'm going to be their worst nightmare. Love somebody who comes out and says that they're going to be the leftist nightmare. I think that's one of the reasons why they didn't like Trump, because he actually said that. He said that he was going to be the left's worst nightmare, and he was. The problem with that is that the media, I think this man is going to find this out too, that the media is in bed with the left. Anything and everything that they can come up with that they think will hurt a conservative running for office, they'll use it, whether it's true or not. And most everything that they used against Trump was made up. Jordan was also at this Trump rally that this Josh Mandel was at. And Jordan said this.
Where a full congregation can't meet on Sunday morning. Your right to assemble. I gave a speech 6 weeks ago to the New Mexico Republican Party in Amarillo, Texas, because they had to go to Texas to get freedom to assemble. In their own state, they weren't allowed to meet. That should never happen in this great country. Your right to petition your government, so am I. That's why we got to keep fighting. Your right to petition your government. Tonight, as we sit here and talk, you can't go to your capital to petition your member of Congress to redress your grievances because Nancy Pelosi won't let you in. And freedom of the press, you know. Now, you saw where, speaking of the press, you saw where Vice President Harris finally went to the border, right? That's because President Trump's going there next week, of course, that she had to go. But think about this. The president wouldn't go to the border. Vice President wouldn't go to the border until just this past week. When Secretary Mayorkas went to the border, he wouldn't let the press in the very facilities he was touring. Think about that. And you would think the folks back here would be all fired up about that. Supposed to be. And then finally, freedom of speech. And I tell folks all the time, this is the most important right we enjoy as Americans. Can you really practice your faith? Do you really have freedom of religion if you can't speak? Can you really assemble and petition your government if you can't speak? This is so fundamental. If it wasn't so serious, it'd be humorous, but you remember a few months ago, Governor DeSantis put together a roundtable with some doctors talking about the virus and the issue there, and one of the doctors was Dr. Bhattacharya from Stanford. And, of course, he put the roundtable, they filmed it, and they put it on YouTube, and YouTube took it down. And I'm like, took it down? It's like a doctor. He's a doctor at Stanford, for goodness sake. I told one group, I said, Stanford, I said, it's not the Big Ten, but it's pretty good, right? I mean, come on. So the attacks on speech are the scariest of all. So, again, thank you for being in the fight.
Okay. This is Jordan at Trump's rally in Ohio. And this what he said there is absolutely the truth. And what Josh Mandel talking about critical race theory being an infection that divides America and damages the hearts and minds of the children as well as members of the U.S. military, that's the truth. This whole idea of the 1619 Project, which, like I said before, starts out with a lie and it continues right on down the road with a lie. And the media is pushing this like it's a gospel. It isn't. They're all saying that America started with freedom, with slavery. No, it didn't. There is no place in the history to say this, but they're finding it. Maybe they're finding it from these books that the liberal people have. Well, I'm sorry you do, because it's a lie. The 1619 Project is a lie from the very beginning. And that's been proven. And if you knew your American history, you would know it to be a lie. I am just amazed at how many people in this world are supposed to be smart, but they have no clue what is going on. And the problem with that is we have children raised up now with these lies. They're being pushed with these lies. 1919 is the time when America wasn't even a country. Exactly. But America was founded in 1619 on slavery. Really? And no, I am not only repeating a talking point. One of the things I do not just look at liberal, lamestream, lying media. I look at what they're saying, but I also research what they're saying. And about 90% of what I see, about 95% of what I see on CNN is lies. Yeah, exactly. But about 90 to 95% of what CNN says is a lie. And if you would use your brains a little bit and actually resort to research, you would find out that it is a lie. You would find out that history does not teach this, except for the liberal side of it that is teaching children this lie now. And then we've got a whole generation now who's coming up to age to be able to vote now, and they've been taught all crap that is absolutely not the truth. And people like New Orleans Wake Up will say that they support the 1619 Project, when the 1619 Project is nothing but a lie from the beginning. People like some of the moderators of the Megyn Kelly fan club group and on Facebook that are so liberal that you can't even talk to them and tell them the truth because it isn't what they believe. Yeah, I know my mic is breaking up. I'm trying to. But it's all distorted to fit the narrative. Well, you'll debate a lie anytime, huh? Okay. The problem with that is that I do not just listen to the liberal talking points of what the 1619 Project is. Research. I look. Was America was unfortunately because my phone won't call this number, but it might call this one. Just a second to see if I can get this to work. Okay, I just called in. Let me see if I can. Okay, there we go. I will shut off my microphone now. And we'll see what's going on. Okay. Now, what I was trying to talk about here, that CRT and 1619 Project, every bit of that is based on a lie. And now I sound great. Thank you for bringing it, boy. I'm glad to hear that. And I was just looking at that, and I said, I got a phone call. Well, that's me. So. But have to start looking at what is really going on in this nation, because there is so much that's going on that is not, you know, that's being touted by the lamestream lying media as being totally true, when it's the biggest lie that anybody ever saw. And if people would just research what they hear and research what they are seeing on ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, research it and use history books that were from before the liberals got a hold of everything and started writing books that have no truth in them. I mean, you have to go and research things in order to find out what's going on. This last weekend in Chicago, they had shootings that leave at least 5 dead and 77 wounded. If I was living in Chicago, I would move. I don't care if I had a good job there or not, I would move. It's not a safe place to be, but it says from the Epic Times, shootings in Chicago over the weekend left at least 5 people dead and 77 wounded, according to state's police statistics and media reports. At least 7 of the surviving victims were 17 years or younger. This should be a red flag to everybody in Chicago. The weekend violence included a mass shooting with 11 people shot on June 27th, leaving 1 dead and at least 2 in serious condition, according to the Chicago Police Department statistics. The Chicago Fire Department said first responders were called to respond to the scene of the mass shooting at 63rd Street and Artesian Avenue in Chicago Lawn. I'm not blaming that on the 1619 project. I went on to the next story. Chicago police later said the victims were gathered outside when 3 unknown male suspects emerged from an alley and fired shots into the crowd. None of the suspects are in custody as detectives continue to investigate. A separate mass shooting on June 27th on 71st Street near Clyde Avenue left 1 woman dead and 5 others wounded, according to CBS Chicago. Meanwhile, a report last week from Chicago Police Department noted 1,402 shooting incidents in the Windy City so far this year through June 20th, as compared to 1,224 by the same time in 2020. So they're well above what they were in 2020. And everybody's talking here in Albuquerque that we've hit 39 so far, and they're talking about, I might as well blame the 1619 project. Yeah. No. When I do this show, New Orleans, I don't talk about one subject the whole hour or the whole 2 hours. That would make a show that would be very, very boring, for one thing. And this, I don't know, some of the things, there are people who, like New Orleans Wake Up, I think he got banned in one of the shows that I listened to because of things that he was saying in the chat room, but when it comes to Chicago, Lori Lightfoot does not seem to think that anything is wrong. But when you have 77 shot in one weekend and 5 killed, something is wrong. And no, I didn't change the subject when you walked in the room. I actually talked about it for a while after. you got in the room,
and I just was coming to the end of the story at that point in time.
Violent crime rate fell 49% between 93 and 2019, according to FBI statistics, with large drops in the rates of robbery, 68%, murder and non-negligent manslaughter, 47%, and aggravated assault, 43%. The same source found the property crime fell 55%, with significant drops in the rates of burglary, 69%, motor theft, 64%, and larceny theft, 49%. And that was before Biden
took office.
And now that he's in office, we've got all kinds of things going wrong in this nation now. We've had, like, I'm not intimidated by you at all. We've got a governor who is a leftist liberal, a tyrant in this state, who locked us down as soon as COVID came out. And even after science proved that locking a state down doesn't help, she kept us locked down. And one of the things that they came up with was that 40% of small businesses here in New Mexico have gone out of business, are no longer around because of her locking the state down the way she did. And she's not taking the blame for it. Oh, no. She knows science is not on her side. Hell, she even fined my church $10,000 because they wouldn't close for her. Of course, my church never paid, so that's really a good thing, but that's one of the things that I just do, you know. We have to start looking at what is going on in this nation and do everything that we can to, well, now I'm kind of trying to get back to where I was here. Okay. Well, I just did something on my chat room that kind of screwed things up, I think. I'm not really sure. I can't really see too much of what's going on in here, in there, but that's okay. Yeah. Bringing it poison as a mayor of Chicago should be ousted. She should. She really should. And so should the governor of New Mexico and the mayor of Albuquerque. And thankfully, from what I understand, Newsom is now gone. From what I understand, I'm not really sure about that one. I heard that from one of my neighbors here in the apartment complex. She said that she had heard that Newsom was now gone. And so I'm kind of happy. I was kind of really happy to hear that. Let's see. Okay, back. Well, oh, well, I'm just having a little fun here. And from another one from Western Journal now, shows a poll from Texas that says 57% of Texas voters disapprove of Biden's handling of immigration and border security. I'm actually kind of surprised that it's not higher than that. But it says a new poll revealed that many Texans are furious about how the Biden administration is handling the crisis at the southern border. 57% of Texas voters overall disapprove of Biden Biden's handling of immigration and border security, and that's from the University of Texas and the Texas Tribune. When looking at Republicans alone, a whopping 89% disapprove of the president's leadership, which has arguably created an unnecessary burden on law enforcement and border communities. The poll also discovered that 34% of Texans considered immigration at the southern border to be the state's biggest issue at the moment. The poll surveyed 1,200 registered voters online from June 10th to June 21st with a margin of error of plus and minus 2.83 percentage points. These numbers are in line with what many conservatives have been saying this entire time about the border. Vice President Kamala Harris only took her vanity trip to El Paso, Texas, which is something else. She did not go to the border. She went to El Paso, Texas. And it's like a friend of mine said, you know, going to El Paso and saying you went to the border is like going to the Olive Garden and saying that you went to Italy. That's exactly true. But what she did, she didn't go to the border where the problems were. She went to El Paso, which was a safe zone. And while she was there, she said, this issue cannot be reduced to a political issue. We're talking about children. We're talking about families. We're talking about suffering. Well, who caused this suffering? Harris. She goes on and says our approach has to be thoughtful and effective. Well, their approach has been very effective. It's taken out the border. It's allowed all of this influx of invaders into this nation, welcomed them with open arms. And while the border is supposed to be an issue for the federal government, Republican Governor Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced earlier this month that he would try to continue construction of the border wall and take other precautions to stop the high number of border crossings at a state level. Former President Donald Trump will be visiting the Rio Grande Valley, which is where the problems are, not in El Paso, but in the Rio Grande Valley, along with Republican lawmakers and the governor, in what will likely also be glorified as a photo op with a somewhat greater degree of urgency. Trump is also likely in attendance to order to bring in press coverage, so hopefully those who are currently in office will feel equipped to take action following the visit. Politically convenient trips to South Texas aside, the Biden administration has consistently shafted Texans by reinstating the catch and release program of Obama and providing minimal support to border officials. In addition, the White House has done little to discourage people from coming across the border besides empty and infrequent rhetoric telling migrants not to come. Texans have every right to be furious with the federal government and the president, as he has done next to nothing to solve this ongoing issue. And what he has actually done is he has done everything he could to cause it. I mean, this whole idea that we have to figure out what is going on and do everything we can to Biden destroy this nation? No, it isn't going to happen. And I won't allow it. I will continue this show until things start happening, which probably means I'm going to be doing it the rest of my life, because until the people wake up and stop being lemmings to the left and stop believing everything the left tells them, which is mostly a lie anyway, this nation will never get rid of the problems that we have right now. We start to get rid of them like when the United States was under President Trump. We had low unemployment on
on most every race. We had low amount of people on unemployment itself. We had the border wall being built. We had a historic peace treaty going on in the Middle East. And all of that's gone now. All of that is gone now. Unemployment is high, no matter it, and it really doesn't matter what the left is trying to make us think. There's no freaking way it's still at 3%, 4%, 5%. There's no way. With as many people as there was that lost jobs when Biden took office and shut down the pipeline and shut down the border wall construction, there is no way that unemployment has stayed low. There's no way. And here in New Mexico, 10,000 people lost their jobs, and 40% of the small businesses went out of business. To me, that doesn't bode well for somebody who says that unemployment is still low, because it's not. And I'm having all kinds of problems with my chat room right now. Let me see if I can, let me see here. I'll reload this and see what the heck's going on and go back here. And there it is again. Okay, finally I got it back. But, you know, this whole nation has got to wake up. It really does. There's so much going on right now that is destroying this nation that we just can't understand, you know, especially the people who are watching what's going on, people who grew up in this country and have lived long enough to see this country when it was in good shape. All we can do is just shake our heads at the idiocy that is going on in America today. Years ago, this whole thing about trying to rewrite history with the 1619 Project or rewrite history with the critical race theory crap would never have happened, because there were enough people at that point in time that actually knew what the history of this nation was. And after generations of our schools dumbing down this nation, they have succeeded to the point where Black Lives Matter is a great group to have around. Antifa is a great group to have around when they're nothing but terrorists, domestic terrorists. And they got away with shit that none of us would have gotten away with last summer when they were destroying Portland, Oregon, and destroying Minneapolis. You think a bunch of white people getting together and doing something like that would have been allowed? It would not have. All the statues coming down in the name of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that wouldn't have happened if it would have been white Americans or people who were conservatives. That would not have happened. But it was allowed. And that's where this nation is falling apart right now. It's falling apart because there are too many people who seem to think that they know what's going on when they have no clue. They have absolutely no clue, and we will be right back.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeVay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Okay.
As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Okay. Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. And we are on our, heading towards the final segment of the show. One of the things that we have done throughout our time doing this show has been trying to push the liberal agenda out. Because the liberal agenda every year seems to be getting worse and worse. And this year, one of the things that is going on comes out of New York, another liberal state, where Giuliani's law license was suspended. And Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz, says that the suspension is unconstitutional. And this comes from the Epoch Times. And says Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz argued that the most recent decision by a New York court to suspend former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani's law license is flawed and unconstitutional. The courts, the courts have long held that a lawyer is not entitled to the full protection of the First Amendment for statements made in court. That may be understandable because a lawyer has a special obligation to be candid with judges and jurors. He wrote in an opinion article published on June 28, days after the state Supreme Court suspended Giuliani's license over statements he made following the 2020 election. Dershowitz, however, said he's not aware of any compelling arguments for denying anyone, including a lawyer, of the First Amendment's protections when he or she participates in the marketplace of ideas on television, podcasts, or other media, even when representing a client. Any statements made in such a public context can be rebutted in the marketplace of ideas, and so the public needs no special protection from statements made by lawyers, which is true. It doesn't need to be protected by anybody. If you're offended by something that I say, shut me off. That's all it takes. If you're offended by something on television, shut it off. Change the channel. It's that easy. But the people nowadays are so sensitive to their feelings that they think that if people don't agree with them, they're offended. And that if the people don't agree with them and they're offended, then that means that the person who they don't agree with is racist. And we've gotten to the point in this nation today where racist people who are being labeled as racist by the leftists are being labeled racist by people who have absolutely no clue what a racist really is. this nation in its founding, sure, there were things wrong. There were things this nation did wrong. But this nation corrected most of those things. And everything that's been brought up today about how, Civil War, the things that are being brought up today about racism and how the United States never got over it, we fought a war to get over that. We lost a president over that. And I have a phone call about how...
Let's see here. Fiddle. There you go.
You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello? Yeah.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah, most likely you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. I'm Nathan in Orlando. I'm listening to your show, and I understand your frustration. I keep hearing something. You keep referring to what the left is doing to us, and I agree with you 100%, but I think we need to slow down and look and see who is it that we're really fighting. Whenever you say the left, I automatically assume you're talking about the Democrats. Okay.
I want to point out
that we just went through 4 years with the Democrats fighting Trump tooth and nail. I mean, scratching every bit they can with all their strength to ruin him. And the Republicans sat on their hands. They were not in the fight. And now they are supposedly, like, I mean, in 100 days, look at what Biden has done. And, you know, why aren't we talking about impeaching him? We don't hear that on the Republican side. So I think what we might have, if we look at it real close, we got two parties down here between me and you, Democrat, Republican. We're divided trying to fuss with each other about who the right candidate is. But we got a one-party system. And with the Republicans and Democrats, they have the same goal. I'm sure there's a couple up there that really think they can make a difference, but for the most part, I'll give you a good example. You know, you can't name one Democrat policy Trump got elected by the people to repeal. Everything he was repealing was Republican policies, NAFTA. Go look at Executive Order 12803 that literally gave our economy and our Constitution soul to the world economy and to communist regimes. And we go from election to election trying to get a majority over to Democrats. But let me give you one example of this. I live here in Orlando, Orange County. If you go to the Orange County Supervisor Elections, as soon as it comes up, you see the majority is 43 registered people, common citizens. 43% is made up by Democrats. 25 is made up by Republicans, and 28% is no party affiliates, and then they got the other little smaller parties. I think the people are saying we reject the Republicans. They're not the answer to the Democrats. But whenever you start talking like me, and because I'm frustrated, then I start hearing, but if you sit this election out or you vote for one of these non-political citizens that are running, then, you know, if the Democrats win, then that's on your shoulders. And I said, now you're forcing me to violate my conscience. We need to look, if you go across the country in the county supervisor of elections and just look at the Republicans, Democrats, no party affiliates, they're called independents in many other states, and then you got the little smaller parties. When you see that, I think that the Republicans have been rejected. And again, I go back to the policy. Here's a big one for us, right? We know that if you are pro-life, your place is in the Republican Party. And if you're pro-choice or pro-abortion, your place is in the Democrat Party. But here's the problem. The Republicans the Republican Party is the one that gave us Roe v. Wade and funding for Planned Parenthood. 1969, Congressman George Daddy Bush wrote a law called Title X that funds Planned Parenthood. In 70, Republican Nixon signed it, and in 73, seven of the nine judges that ruled for Roe v. Wade were Republican appointed. You know, I think at some point we got to say, you know, the Republicans is over. I hope Trump, if he comes back, doesn't come back trying to revitalize the Republican Party. I wish he'd just say, let's get away from parties completely. There is no political parties in the Constitution, only citizens and members that we vote for, you know. But anyway, I just want to get my therapy there because I kept hearing that, and I hear it everywhere I go is, you know, the left, the left, the left. Well, you know, the left is beating the snot out of us, and the Republicans are sitting on their hands. Why ain't they showing up to the White House with handcuffs and putting this man in jail for treason?
Exactly. Yeah.
So
no,
I have nothing to add other than just getting my frustration off my chest.
Well, that's perfectly fine. God bless you for that. But you know, one of the things that I have been saying, and I've said it over and over and over again over the last 6 to 8 months, that if the Republicans would stop sitting on their hands and actually do something, that a lot of what's going on today wouldn't be happening. But they're allowing most of them are allowing it. Most of them didn't want Trump.
I just ask a guy that he's slobbering at the mouth, Republican, all excited about the next election and how we're going to get a majority in the next. And I said, you hearing what you're saying? You can't say what are the Republicans up there doing right now to push back. The only thing they can give us is more R's at the next election. We ran into this with 1994 Contract with America, okay, where they won both houses for the first time since 1938. That was 94. In 96, the Republicans lost numbers. 98, they lost numbers. And 2000, it was a razor-thin election for the president, you know, and you think, and you were here, and we're at the edge. If we don't show up to Bush, W, won within 500 points, 500 votes, okay, when they did their recount with the hanging chad. Here's the thing. If it was that close, I would say the message is the Republican Party, we do not like you. That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And they're not showing up. They're not showing up to the polls because there's people that are even before the internet was realizing they, I've often thought a good bumper sticker would be the definition of insanity is reelect a Republican and expect a different result. You know, but they got us on this thing. We can't let the Democrats have their way. Well, they're getting their way. And the only thing we can look forward to is the next election and getting more R's, you know? I'm struggling with this thing. But I appreciate you letting me get my therapy. I'm going to hang up and keep listening. You got a great show, okay?
Well, thank you. God bless you. Now, one of the things he was talking about is very true, you know, that the Republicans pretty much just sit on their hands. And if they talk a big talk like when Obama pushed Obamacare and got it passed, the Republicans came back and said that elect us and we'll get rid of Obamacare. Well, they didn't. And the big problem has always been that if a bill becomes law, even if it's a bad law like Obamacare, it's next to impossible to make it not be a law anymore because there's so many in the government that are so afraid. Now, government there's no reason for government to be in health care. Yes, there we are. And we're there because the Republicans and the people who are against Obamacare didn't have the gonads or the backbone to stand up and say, I want to vote this thing out. A few did. Granted, there were a few that did. But the majority didn't follow. They'd have people like Mitt Romney who would sit there and say, oh, I'll support you guys. And then when the vote comes along, he goes the other way. This whole thing, you know, if the Republicans win in 2022, my hope is that the Republicans that win are constitutional Republicans that will support the Constitution. Poor whites may like Obamacare, but Obamacare is bankrupting this nation. Government is not supposed to be in health care. And that's where our problems come in. We have to start realizing what is going on. Because if we don't, we're just gonna go from one to the other. Like this next election, they're saying, oh, the Republicans are going to win. Well, if the regular Republicans win, it's not going to help us one little freaking bit. Now, conservative constitutional Republicans or independents win, then we might have a chance here. But we keep electing these idiots who do not care about the Constitution. And I've got my person back, I guess. Let's see if I can get him back in there again.
Yeah. Hey, this is Nathan again. You know, after I hung up, you started talking again, and you said something that brought something to my mind that I just couldn't stop. You mentioned okay. Healthcare and how the you mentioned healthcare and how the Republicans got a majority and they wasn't here. I'm willing to bet you a finger, and if you can prove me wrong, we'll go to the doctor and you can tell the doctor which finger you want him to amputate if I lose. Okay, here's the deal. On September 25th, 2013, when Ted Cruz did his 21-hour, 19-minute fake filibuster, they went up, took a shower, ate breakfast, came back down, and voted 100-0 to fund Planned Parenthood. He just stood there all night long. And you know what? I was listening to Rush and Hannity Levin and a couple local people that day and that night. And they were all saying Ted Cruz is fighting for us. He's going to do everything he can. And we were so locked in on how much he loves us and he's going to protect us from Obamacare that we didn't notice 100%. And I've talked to a lot of aides of any Republican that was in office in Washington, D.C. in 2013 cannot deny. They cannot deny they voted to fund Planned Parenthood. Obamacare. We're sitting here saying, well, I don't listen to CNN because CNN is all propaganda. But I listen to Rush, and Rush, he's telling me I'm a high information voter because I listen to talk radio. And that is all propaganda. I'm willing not only to bet my finger, sir, I'm willing to bet my life. I'd go to the wall if you can prove the congressional record contradicts 100 U.S. senators, 100%, 100 of them, voted 100-0 to fund Planned Parenthood. I'm willing to bet my life. Anybody that wants to prove me wrong, take my life. I'm not lying about this. It's the congressional record. I'm sorry to call back in and interrupt you, man, but you woke me up on that one.
Okay, well, I'm glad I did.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. God bless you. Okay, we are back. The show is now actually gone to the end of the 2 hours. Rush is having tea with the devil now. Yes, I swear. Some people just... Anybody who don't agree with them, they just want to. Yeah, and bringing up Boyd says, sorry, Nathan, not one Republican voted for Obamacare. Check the record again, and I think he was talking about Planned Parenthood, Now, when it comes to Obamacare, not one Republican did vote for that. And I agree with you there because I do know that record. But I think he was talking about Planned Parenthood. And I think on that one, that it is true that all the senators voted for Planned Parenthood, and they shouldn't have. That's another farce that we've got going in this country. If we would get rid of all the things in our government right now that really does nobody any good, this country would save billions upon billions of dollars in tax money. But, of course, we don't hear stuff like – we don't have stuff going on like that. We are at the end of the show right now, and we've got actually run out of time. So I will be back next Monday. This Monday is my new day for my show. I've now found out that the best way to do this show is on my phone, which is probably a really good idea because it seems like my microphone is giving all kinds of problems. So I want to end the show with a new – you were just getting started – with a new ending song, which I found the other day. It's a song that Madison Rising did back in, I think, 2011. And Star-Spangled Banner is what they did. And I will see you again next Monday. And God bless you all. Have a great week, and I'll see you tomorrow with my updates. And have a great week, and God bless you all. God bless you all.